Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, 8:25 p.m. tonight, June 8th, Tony Night. Radio City Music Hall, Tony's happening right now. Ordinarily, I would have tried to tell you if anybody had won stuff, but there's no TV here. We don't have our computer here anymore, so I can't Google it or do the Tony site or anything like that. But I do have kind of a lifeline to the Tonys, a good friend, a colleague of mine, a fellow who has done just about everything theater-wise that you can think of. He's written a musical, he's produced, he's written books, he's also written theater reviews, and dozens of interviews with famous theater people. I'm not even going to introduce him anymore because I'll just forget the zillions of things I've already mentioned, and he's done a zillion more. His name is Ellis Nasur, and we're thrilled to have him here tonight. Hello, Ellis!
About to tear the check up. Because I thought I'd get a great introduction. But since you said thrilled, the check's in the mail. I'm joining your fan club.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ellis. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. The Tonys are underway. I'm giving it the pop test. I'm giving it the test when my dad and I used to watch the Tonys on those rare occasions when I was back home in Mississippi in June, I always said, you know, like, let me see when he's ready to turn this thing off. And they're already kissing. Not only are the guys kissing each other, they're humping each other.
Oh, dear.
And we almost just had the first same-sex Tony wedding.
Oh, my. What did that mean? What happened?
The composers of Hairspray decided they wanted to get married.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I think it's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, did anything win, by the way? Have you...
Hairspray's leading. They've won Score.
Mm-hmm.
And they've won... what else did they win? They won Score. And they won the first award. I don't even remember what the first award was. They won book, and they won
score. They won book, score. Oh, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, Hairspray is, I think we're agreed, or I agree with critic Charlie Gross about a week or two ago, that it's going to be a Hairspray night as far as musicals go. We can talk pretty quickly about what we think the way the Tonys are going to go. I don't really want to spend the segment on that, but any thoughts about these Tonys or what's going to come along with
stuff? Well, I think you're correct. That seems to be the way it's going to go.
And what about in some of the more hotly contested races?
Well, it's going to be, certainly actor in a musical is going to be between Antonio Banderas and Harvey Fierstein, and I guess it's just about right now 50-50.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's how I felt. I mean, there was this groundswell for a while with 9 going, and now suddenly it seems to have shifted to Fierstein because... he's just been doing so much promotion.
That is going to be, Nine and Gypsy are going to be interesting in the revival category, though, because, you know, like, it seems like there is some backlash against Bernadette Peters, which, of course, surprises me, because prior to a couple of months ago, she was the darling of Broadway, could do no wrong, and evidently
well,
all the
Andrews,
hype of Gypsy and some of the problems she's had has changed a lot of people's opinions.
Well, it's Julie Andrews all over again, in the sense that when she was doing Victor Victoria, her throat gave out. I mean, legitimately, she was having medical throat problems. But tell that to someone who, at that point, paid $70 or $80 to come in on a Saturday night per ticket, pay the babysitter, go, you know, park the car, and then sit there and say, Julie Andrews will not be performing tonight because her throat's out. You know, Peters has missed a bunch of shows, and now I'm hearing that some of the shows she's in, she's having a bit of distress. She didn't really have much distress when I saw her. I thought she was fine.
Did too, but then I saw her after she had a couple of days of rest.
Right.
I thought she was incredible, and I really wish her well, and I hope that she can sustain this because it's a tough job, and I thought she did it well. My big question is that, you know, I wonder how the ratings are going to be. CBS has been promoting the daylights out of the Tonys for the first time since they began airing it, and I wonder if an X-Man, an NSYNC man, Billy Joel, or Sarah Jessica Parker's bustier of a dress can save the Tonys and you know, build it up in the ratings.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Unfortunately, Jackman is no Bill, as he just said, he's no Billy Crystal.
oh, dear. All right. Well, at least I hope he's
better
than
those. I admire the fact that he's there.
Okay. Well, I guess. I mean, one thing I did read is that Spanish television is also simulcasting it because Banderas is there.
Yep.
So that'll give it,
he's hot right now.
All right, well, fine.
And he's born for the stage.
Do you think
he's incredible in 9? I think he stunned me.
And let's get to plays for a little bit.
Okay.
You know, there were not, I think there were 6 actual plays, between 6 and 8, the whole year, the whole season
really
on Broadway.
They really didn't explode, did they? I guess Take Me Out
exploded for me. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's about, I mean, that's got to be the winner.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Enchanted April was charming and lovely, but it's a Take Me Out year.